JCC Coaches Show girls basketball is next on the agenda for the winter sports wrap-up. And head coach Rafe York joins us. Coach, thank you so much for your time as always.
Yep, of course.
So 20 wins, including a school record 17-game winning streak, which was unfortunately snapped in the first trip to the South subsection title game since the last time the Huskies went to state. So a lot of good things happened during this season. What stood out the most to you? What were some of the highlights that you'll take away?
Yeah, I think you mentioned, a couple of the big ones. You know, the 17-game winning streak was, it wasn't something we ever put a lot of emphasis on during it. But, I think, we all recognized how special that was, especially when I started seeing things, online on social media about, there's only five teams with double-digit win streaks or whatever, that kind of thing. Just the way the girls really pulled together, we were coming out of a 6-game losing streak, and for them to just say, well, look, we can win a bunch of games here, and just to go out and do it, it was that's pretty special. And making the subsection final, like you said, it didn't end the way we wanted it to. It didn't start the way we wanted it to, but to get there was a nice step in the development of the program. And, to get to SMSU and play on that court again, as a postseason game was a pretty good achievement for the team.
Riley Cother, of course, one of the main engines for JCC for sure, the all-time scorer for basketball for the Huskies, single-game records over the course of her career. She's going to be in the All-Star Series as well, and she's a senior this year, but obviously was a huge star for the Huskies and one of the main things that made them successful.
Yeah, she's had a great career. She had a great year this year. She gave us, that element that we could rely on, 25, 30 points a game and build around, something to build around. She gave us a lot of energy on defense. To see her develop over the 6 years was fun, to see her go from, we kind of used her as a defensive specialist early in her career because we had a couple girls, Sadie and Macy, who, were doing the bulk of the scoring. And then Riley kind of moved into the role of the scorer and then, kind of took on a leadership role this year. So, nice to watch her develop over the years.
A couple more seniors that have been Big South Conference, all conference selections, and Briley Anderson and Kylie Wenzel, Lily Johnson, a key part of the program as well, four total seniors. And so what has the class of 2025 especially meant to JCC?
Well, this is the class that was in seventh grade when I took over. So they're kind of my first full class, if that makes sense the way I'm saying it, I don't know. So they've kind of been there for the entire building of this program, they're all every step of the way. And like you said, Kylie and Briley were both all conference last year. So they've all of them have contributed quite a bit to where we are and the successes that we've had, whether it's, rebounding, passing the ball, working hard constantly, hosting team dinners, that kind of stuff. The things these girls have done to help build the program have been huge. And, they're going to leave a little bit of a hole that we need to fill for next year because, I don't think we've ever graduated four. So, that's a lot of players and a lot of leadership that we're going to have to replace.
And Zadie Farmer obviously was one of the ones that grew, well, maybe the most over the course of this season, especially into kind of a leadership role as far as statistically, especially for JCC. And, of course, there's a lot of other younger players to get excited about as JCC tries to, like you say, kind of reinvent itself to some extent as you get into a new year, but obviously you have some time to do that.
Right. We do have a young group that's pretty exciting. We've got, like you said, Zadie, her scoring really blossomed this year. Her offensive play is just going to improve over the course of four more years. And, I thought she really grew as a player. Like you said, she was one of our more improved players over the course of the season. You know, and I think, you know, we've got a junior class that I think they're ready to step into that leadership void that, that the seniors are leaving behind. You know, I think Madeline Rao did a great job this year of developing her game and really, you know, taking another step forward as a team leader. Palin, who is a sophomore going to be a junior, I think she's going to be a big contributor next year, even more so than she was this year. You know, she'll get a few more points probably. And you know, I think everybody's going to end up scoring a little bit more and getting a little more time. And of course the other eighth grader, Kinley Vandeveer, is, you know, right there with Zadie for how much she improves. So, you know, yeah, we've got an exciting group coming back and, you know, we just need to spend the off season, you know, figuring out some roles and, you know, finding the best ways to win games with this group.
Scoring gets the most attention, I guess. But yeah, Madeline Rao, of course, was a huge presence for you guys, a leading rebounder and shot blocker and a great enforcer. And like you're saying, Sether is a great athlete as well. And there's even more as you kind of move through the bench, but also not only that depth, but like you're saying, some people are going to step up as you move into a new year as well.
Right. You know, the kids are going to have to, you know, find new roles, I think. And, you know, it's kind of exciting. It's not a total reinvention, but, you know, yeah, we're going to have to make a few, tweaks, I suppose, to, what we do and how we play, because, you know, we don't have that 30 points a game that we can just rely on. So we're going to have to find it from 5-6 other people.
Going to be fascinating to watch how that all transpires. And something I'm asking everybody is, this is the end of year six for you, for girls basketball in particular. Anything from the course of this year, especially that maybe as a coach you're going to take away or learn from the most, or any important lessons that you've learned during this season or recently in particular?
I'll try to answer this two ways, I think. I think as a team we learned, and I think if the girls take anything away from this season, you know, we were in that 6-game losing streak. And, you know, you get in on a streak like that and it seems like everything goes wrong, you know. You know, started with a heartbreaker against New Ulm and then it just sort of snowballed. And then we had one of our worst games of the year. And, you know, and then we played Marshall and, you know, it got to a point where a lot of the kids couldn't see the light at the end of that tunnel. And, you know, we sat down and we talked through it for a practice. I mean, we took an entire practice just to talk. And, you know, it helped all of them see that, you know, when you're struggling, there is a way to get out of it. You know, sometimes you just have to persevere and get through it. And, you know, that's what they did. And we were able to turn things around and we came out better for it. So I hope they learned it. I hope that, I mean, maybe it reinforced it in me. So that's one of the big things. You know, the other thing, you know, the thing I learned was really just to appreciate all the time I get to spend with them. I know that sounds cliche or perhaps cheesy, but, you know, I had so much fun working with the team this year. And, you know, I told them one day, you know, there hasn't been a day all year that I came to practice and said, I really don't want to be at practice today. Every day I wanted to be there. So, you know, just to really, you know, enjoy myself and the opportunity I get to coach this team is really, you know, what I came away with.
That's awesome to hear. And we wish you the best of luck, especially as you get into next year. But thank you so much for helping us reflect on this year.
Yeah, and thanks for covering us all year.
That's Huskies head coach Rafe York. Always enjoy doing that. And the Jackson County Central girls basketball, part of the winter wrap-up JCC Coaches Show.